Here's an interesting one that's rattling around today. Mm-hmm. There's this cake shop in Barrel, so in the Southern Highlands. And if you're a Sydney cider, it's a bit of a drive, particularly because you have to go through traffic.
Wait a minute, Tanya. That's not one of those cake shops EP Nikki got an Insta photo on when she was in Barrel, is it?
I don't think so. I think it's like an old-fashioned...
Okay.
An old-fashioned, you know, ye cakey, ye shoppy.
Okay.
You know?
With Bucks and Wenches
serving? No, not an Instagrammable type pretty place. This
more like
is just
an old-school bakery cake shop.
You mean the food's good?
The food's great.
What?
So, for Sydney people, it's a 90-minute one way, so you're talking about a 3-hour round trip just to go to Barrel for cake, and by all accounts, they're doing it because it's that good. Now, we'd be pushed travelling anywhere in our region for 90 minutes because, as we well know, unlike Sydney, we have beautiful traffic-free, unless you're an early morning commuter and a late afternoon commuter, traffic-free roads.
Or at any given time of your life, at Hexham.
Exactly.
True.
But it did make me curious about, because I do know people do travel for when they get a little hot spot for something, whether it be coffee, cake, might be meat, could be a bread roll, could be a certain meat pie.
I was guilty pre-diabetes of driving to Port Stephens, or more to the point, Nelson Bay, for an Ed Kelly pie.
That's what I'm talking about. How far will you travel and what will you travel for?
So that's like a 50 to 60 minute drive.
Well, yeah, and people come visit and I'll go, well, go and get a pie. And they get the car and I reckon about halfway through they went, hello.
Where are we going?
But once they got there,
they were done.
So that's my local one.
All right. So I like that. So a Ned Kelly pie at the Bay.
1-333-53. Give us a call though.
Yeah. My dad will still travel to Karua for fish and chips.
Oh, see, I love that.
You really can't get better fish and chips, according to my dad, than Karua.
Yeah, and that hasn't changed.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, but your dad's the only one that goes there now.
Exactly. Since you the can bypass that now. 1-333-53. What's the longest distance, the longest travel you go to get something that you just love, you just really enjoy?
See, the one that I think will be funny is coffee, because you cannot throw a stone without hitting a coffee shop these days.
Yeah, true.
Yet people have their favourites, and they will travel out of suburb for coffee.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't you think?
I wonder where Risey at Redhead, because we always talk about Risey at Redhead. He's only got three offerings.
Well, the one around the corner from you is gorgeous.
Yeah, Sea Maiden's beautiful, but it blows me away. Speaking of coffee, Tanya, my neighbour and good mate Ben across the road, he'll drive to Charlestown to Mama P's for coffee.
Well,
you guys know Mama P. Well, we used to work with Kylie.
Mama P is Kylie.
That's like a 10 to 15 minute drive, though. It's like, mate, you've got like three coffee shops around the corner, but no, he likes to drive.
Why didn't she call it Kylie Pulley?
Kylie Pulley's.
Hey, Dean, how far will you travel and what for?
Well, when we were teenagers, one of us had a driver's license. We used to travel from Nelson Bay to King's Cross, for a waffle ice cream.
Ooh.
The waffle ice cream shop on the corner there, up near the park and the police station.
And completely worth the drive when you got there, right?
Mate, we'd have an ice cream each. We'd walk down one side of the street and up the other. Get in the car and come back home.
Dean, I'm going to suggest that was Pacific Highway, no M1.
No.
That's right, exactly right.
Yes. Even longer.
Wow. Do you remember what the round trip would have taken?
Back then probably 5 hours, 6 hours.
Worth every minute.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we'd have two, not just one. We'd do our lap, eat one, and then we'd get another one for the car home.
Well, you've got to make it worthwhile, haven't you?
Thank you, Dean.
I've never heard of a waffle as a roadie.
Sharon is in Merrifield. Shaz, how far do you travel and for what?
Well, you know where I live. I'm a stone's throw away from the fish co-op.
Yeah.
Right. So Tony travels to Steve's Mega Seafood at Dora Creek to get prawns.
Merrifield to Dora's Creek.
Any particular reason, or is that just his favourite?
It's just his favourite. He loves it. So sometimes we get it. He said, we'll go for a drive. I think, where am I going to? We head down here, we do this, and we go on the highway, and we end up at Dora Creek to get prawns.
Does he know the people too? Do they know him too now?
Well, they do, yeah. They're quite used to him now. Yeah. But, yeah, we're staying away from the fish co-op, but no, it's a good drive.
I love it. Thanks, Shaz.
Around the corner. That's crazy.
Who we got?
Danielle from Cessnock.
Danielle, what do you travel for and how far?
I travel to Sydney. Actually had to go yesterday every 6 weeks for my daughter's orthodontist because they were the best and I wanted to have a good treatment. So I make the journey every 4 to 6 weeks.
You did not trust any of our hunter orthodontists, Danielle?
Well, these just are for a full treatment. Throat and, for...
Yes.
Yeah, jaws, everything, yeah.
I guess it's slightly on topic. You need them to eat.
That's it, yeah. And we then get to go shopping at Costco or we go to the fish market. I make a day of it.
I bet.
Perfect.
Costco, yes. Thank you, Danielle.
Well, there you go, T. We would do the drive for Costco, mm-hmm. and most people do it for IKEA as well.
Kyle, what do you travel for?
Hey, guys, it's Kylie.
Oh, Kylie, sorry.
Hi, Kylie.
Hi. I moved from Newcastle to Paterson 12 months ago, and I have tried every Chinese shop in Maitland, and I still travel to Glendale to get my Chinese.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've... okay, just on that, I said to the guys earlier, I fly or do road trips to Queensland Redcliffe to eat Malaysian.
I hear you. I go there for Thai as well.
There you go.
That's amazing. Hey, Kylie, before you go, though, one of my favourites still is to go to Paterson for a fruit salad ice block.
Absolutely.
Yes. You've got to do it.
Are they homemade?
Local told me that straight away.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Well, they're just in the shop. I don't even know what the shop's called as you drive in on the left.
Store. Okay.
Just the general store.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We've been doing that since I was a kid. Go to Paterson for a fruit salad ice block, go down to Tucker Park, kick the ball around and swing off the Tarzan rope.
Oh, swing off the what?
Tarzan rope.
Oh, right.
And day is done. Thank you, Kylie.
What a day, too.
What a day.
Yeah, try that in summer. Yum. Fruit salad ice block.
I'm trying to think, though, is it homemade fruit salad ice block?
Well, they used to be, but I think they've morphed into Turner's fruit salad ice block. I think,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you got to go.
But it's real deal.
It's yum.
Yeah, okay.
My mouth's watering.
It is.
I'll make you a deal, Slippy. I'll still head to Ned's for a pie.